On this occasion, we will sing the corresponding song, Saparsha da Goro Viraha Vilap, Jayanilo Premadhana, on the occasion of the disappearance of the great Vaishnavacharyas. Jaya Nilo Premadana Karuna Prachur Jaya Nilo Premadana Karuna Prachur Heno Prabhu Kota Gela Char Yatakur Heno Prabhu Kota Gela Charya Thakur Kaha Mora Sarup Rupa Kaha Sanatan Kaha Mora Sarup Rupa Kaha Sanatan Kaha Dasa Ragunata Pati Tapavan Kaha Rasa Ragunata Pati Tapavan Kaha Mora Bhatta Juga Kaha Kaviraj Kaha
Kaha mora bhata juga Kaha kaviraj Eka kale kota Gela gora nataraj Eka kale kota Gela gora nataraj Pasha nekuti bomata Anna le pashibo Pashane kutibo mata Annale pashibho Goranga gunera nidikota Gele pabho Goranga gonera nidhi kota Gele pabho Se sabasangira sange ye koi lo vilas Se sabasangira sange Ye koi lo vilas Se sangana paya kande narotamo Das Se sangana paya kande narotamo Das Jiani lo prima dana koruna prachur Jiani heno prabhu ko ta gela charyata ko Prabhupada jaya, Prabhupada jaya, Prabhupada jaya, Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada jaya, Prabhupada jaya. Prabhupada jaya Prabhupada jaya jaya Prabhupada 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 jaya jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrayaka Acharya Astotar Sata Shri Srimad Abhai Charanaravindam Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrayaka Acharya Astotar Sata Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishnupad Srila Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai Jayam Vishnupad Srila Sachitananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai Jayam Vishnupad Srila Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Shri Rupa Shri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jeev Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrind Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrind Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopagopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Mathura Dhama Ki Jai Shri Navadvip Mayapur Dhama Ki Jai Shri Navadwarka Puri Dhama Ki Jai Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarka Dish Ki Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ji Ki Jai Shri Shri Paramakaruna Gaur Nitai Ki Jai Ganga Mai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Maharani Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai The Divine and Glorious Disappearance Day of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Tiro Bhavatiti Mahamahotsava Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Tiro Bhavatiti Mahamahotsava Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Tiro Bhavatiti Mahamahotsava Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. The King of Books, Grantara, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai
Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Shri Panchatattva Ki Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarkadishi Ki Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadaji Ki Jai.
Once again, we are gathered. Once again means like every day. We gather to glorify His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, as we are all made of Him. So, of course, today we are especially gathering to honor His disappearance day. And I think if we should, and excuse me, we should read together the translation of this song, which will set the proper understanding and the proper mood for this day. The separation felt because of the disappearance of the devotees of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the great Acharyas. So we may all recite together. That personality who delivered the treasure of Prema Bhakti, who was so intense with compassion, where is such a personality to be found as Sri Acharya Thakur, Srinivas Acharya? Where are the saviors of the fallen souls? Where is my Swarup Damodar, and where are Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami? Where is Raghunath Das to be found? Where are my Raghunath Bhata and Gopal Bhata Goswamis? Where am I to find Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj now? All at once they have gone to join Lord Gauranga, the great dancer. To reach such a perfect personality as Lord Chaitanya, I can only break my head against the stone in the anguish of separation. They have all gone off together in their own lila, pastimes. Narottam Das Thakur says, unable to obtain their association, I must simply weep. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Narottam Das Thakur ki jai. So for this occasion, to honor Srila Prabhupada, it is most appropriate that we honor him also with the words of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we have selected this particular verse from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam to honor His Divine Grace on this occasion. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, conversation between Narad and Vyasadev. First canto entitled Creation. Chapter 6, conversation between Narad and Vyasadev, text 22.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Word for word.
Sakrit.
Sakrit.
Yat.
Yat.
Darshitam.
Darshitam.
Rupam.
Rupam.
Kamaya.
Oh,
etat.
Etat.
Kamaya.
Kamaya.
Te.
Te.
Anagha.
Anagha.
Mat.
Kama,
Kama.
Shanakai,
Shanakai.
Sadhu,
Sadhu.
Sarvan,
Munchati,
Hrit
Shayan, Sakritya
Darshitam Rupam,
Etat Kamayate Nagha,
Mat
Kama Shanakai Sadhu. Sarvan Munchati Hrit Chayan. sakrityadarshitam rupam. Etat kamayate nagha. Matkama shanakai sadhu. Sarvan munchati hrichayan. Sakritya darshitam rupam. Etat kamayate nagha. Matkama shanakai sadhu. Sarvan munchati hrichayan.
Mataji's? That's great. Kamaya. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sakrit, once only, yat, that, darshitam, shown, rupam, form, etat, this is, kamaya, for hankerings, te, your, anagha, O virtuous one, mat, mine, kama, desire, shanakai, by increasing, sadhu, devotee, sarvan, all, munchati, gives away, hrit shayan, material desires. Translation. O virtuous one, you have only once seen my person, and this is just to increase your desire for me. Because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. Please repeat. O virtuous one, you have only once seen my person, And this is just to increase your desire for me. Because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. Purport. A living being cannot be vacant of desires. He's not a dead stone. He must be working, thinking, feeling, and willing. But when he thinks, feels, and wills materially, he becomes entangled. And conversely, when he thinks, feels, and wills for the service of the Lord, he becomes gradually freed from all entanglement. The more a person is engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, the more he acquires a hankering for it. That is the transcendental nature of godly service. Material service has cessation, whereas spiritual service of the Lord has neither cessation nor end. One can go on increasing his hankerings for the loving transcendental service of the Lord, and yet he will not find cessation or end. By intense service of the Lord, one can experience the presence of the Lord transcendentally. By intense service of the Lord, one can experience the presence of the Lord transcendentally. Therefore, seeing the Lord means being engaged in his service, because his service and his person are identical. Therefore, seeing the Lord means being engaged in his service, because his service and his person are identical. The sincere devotee should go on with sincere service of the Lord. The Lord will give proper direction as to how and where it has to be done. There was no material desire in Narada, and yet, just to increase his intense desire for the Lord, he was so advised. Śrīla Prabhupāda Purport Ki Jai. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Grim Yat Kripa Abaham Bhamde Shri Gurum Dinataranam Sulang Krishishta Bhagavan Bacham Sime. May my words be adorned to glorify properly the Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead, Śrīla Prabhupāda. I take permission from all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavas includes Vaishnavis, particularly my God brothers and God sisters, as so many fathers and mothers, I take permission from to begin this section of the program of glorification of Śrīla Prabhupāda on this special, most special occasion. So, perhaps you have noticed the reason of bringing as the topic for this meeting this particular text. O virtuous one, you have only once seen my person, and this is just to increase your desire for me. Because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. If we remember this passage from Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni is instructing now his disciple Vyasadeva. And remembering his previous life, Narada Muni's previous life, as the son of a maidservant. And as a child, 5 years old, the story mentions, he had the opportunity, being the son of the maidservant, it was like now, Chaturmasya, those 4 months of the rainy season. And the sages were, now we know that there are such things as dharmashalas. So, the sages would stay normally they're moving from one place to another, enlightening humanity. But on these particular months, they would stay, according to the description, they would stay in one place. So Narada Muni, being the son of the maidservant of the Bhaktivedantas, he had the opportunity to be blessed by them. And that means that even as a child, he took life very seriously. That was the blessing. That by his association, although being a child, in particular it is mentioned that he took his remnants. He took their remnants of their food. And so he was blessed. When Prabhupada explains that instance, he says in the same manner, also recently we have heard, in the same manner as we contact a disease, in the same manner, by association, we contact love of God. We contact bhakti, devotion for Krishna. So, the child at very early age lost his mother, bitten by a snake. He remained alone, and he started to travel on his own. And at some point, he was meditating, because he took life seriously. So he was meditating, and he had the very good fortune of Krishna manifesting to him directly, of having a vision of the Lord. And the Bhagavatam explains that the experience was such that every part of his body became enlivened separately, as if each part of the body had a separate life. Such was the experience, we can only imagine. We ourselves, sometimes we have the small experience that we lose control of ourselves. So we can imagine that we can lose control of our, of the members of our body, of the. But in this case, it goes all the way to mention that each part of the body was enlivened separately, had a separate life. Just imagine. And but it was a moment, and then Krishna disappeared. For a moment, he was able to see Krishna, and he got all that excitement, such a great opportunity. But then Krishna disappeared. So Narada Muni initially thought that it was his endeavors, his meditation, that had made Krishna appear. That was the cause of Krishna's appearance. So he again sat to meditate and was trying once again. He just wanted to see that form again. And now just imagine. Of course, I do not know how much Narada Muni was eager to see the Lord. But we can just imagine also in our small experience that we've had the experience of wanting something very much. And we've had the experience perhaps of achieving that, of getting that, that we wanted very much. Now just imagine something that you wanted very much and you finally get it. How nice that is. But sometimes also, we get something very good that we were not eager to get. So still, just imagine you get such a prize in a surprise, that you get such a nice, nice thing, the nicest thing you could ever imagine, you get. Just imagine the feeling that is given to oneself, that we find that. Now, we can imagine the feeling, such a big feeling. Now, just imagine the feeling of losing it. Mm-hmm. That you got something very wonderful, and you immediately become attached to that. Immediately. When something is very wonderful. Now, just imagine what it is to lose that. We can hardly imagine. So just imagine what Narada Muni was feeling. That he got to see Krishna, whether he was eager or not, the best thing happened to him. He got the best thing, to see Krishna personally. And then he lost that. So just see how he was feeling. So again, he thought that by meditation, it could be achieved again. So he was trying and trying, but it was not happening. And again, he was fortunate in that circumstance of such feelings that he was undergoing, such sentiments. Again, he was fortunate, which brings us to today's verse. His fortune was that although Krishna did not show himself again, he spoke to him. And this is what he told him. O virtuous one, you have only once seen my person, and this is just to increase your desire for me. Because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. By now, perhaps you have seen the parallel why we have brought this text today. That we understand from Srila Prabhupada's teachings, we are all made of Prabhupada. Whatever we understand comes from him. And he has taught us this concept, this term, the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. That whatever applies to Krishna applies to him. To the supreme personality of servitor Godhead, which is very clearly to us, that is the appropriate term to describe Srila Prabhupada. And of course, Srila Prabhupada was always very careful, very cautious in explaining to us that the spiritual master is not God, but is servitor God. So that distinction always has to be made, because there is such a rampant tendency, unfortunately, in philosophical circles to think that a living entity can be God. In some places, that the guru is God. So Prabhupada was always very careful in training us to guard against this. But just as much he was careful in establishing properly the position of someone like himself, which we say someone like himself, which is anyway a unique position, his unique position among us, the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. So, the parallel with today's verse, very appropriate, I thought, that we all had the same experience, that we had the chance, and we have to call it for one moment, because Srila Prabhupada was among us, and I mean Westerners, for 12 years, and who had the vision, who had the fortune of that direct association for 12 years, who had the fortune of that association for 11 years, who had the continuous association of Srila Prabhupada for 10 years, or 9, or 8, like that, for that matter. And even if any would have had, what a coincidence, 12 years, yugayitam nimeshena. 12 years or more, we listen to that, we know of that concept, yugayitam nimeshena chakshusha prabhishayitam. That even if it were 12 years, so funny, may I say the word, funny that that association, when there is association, 12 years are like just a moment. Just a moment. And when there is separation, one moment is like 12 years. So, but of course, this verse is very appropriate, but because do we have that feeling? And I say we because this is a class format, but I'm speaking for myself. Being a class format, we may speak in a particular manner. But very interesting. I believe this text answers many things. Many questions we may have, especially on an occasion as today, Jayanilo Premadhana, that the mood, what should be the feeling? What do we have to remember? What are we remembering today? Today is that day. And what are we remembering today? We're remembering that day also. The one that day became today, that day. Today is that day in which we particularly remember that day. 27 years ago now. And Lord Krishna is given us here the meaning of that day. Just like we have on Vyas Puja, we always have on the Vyas Puja book the section, the meaning of Vyas Puja. So, that is Avirbhava Tithi, the meaning of the appearance. So what is the meaning of the disappearance? Difficult day. Srila Prabhupada has taught us that the one and the other are supposed to be the same. You may remember the recorded lecture in 1968 or 69, Srila Prabhupada spoke on the disappearance day of his spiritual master and explained to us about the sage who was giving blessings, who was going about and giving blessings, and Jiva Mam Mara Ma, Chiran Jiva, Rajaputra Chiran Jiva, Rajaputra. So he was giving blessings. So when he came to the devotee of the Lord, the blessing was, you live or you die. So Prabhupada was explaining the disappearance of his spiritual master, the occasion, in that manner. So from one point of view, it is like that. You live or you die, it is the same for a devotee. It does not matter. It is the same. But as today's song has reminded us, for us, it's different for those who stay back when there is disappearance. It is different. So this text applied to Srila Prabhupada, O virtuous one, you have only once seen my person. So why did that happen? He appears and disappears. And it was a moment because no amount of time would have been enough. Any amount of time would have been a moment. So what was the reason? What is the meaning of this day? Why was Krishna teasing, seemingly, Narada Muni? And did the same thing happen to us? That unknowingly, in most of our cases, I was not looking for Krishna consciousness. I was not searching for Krishna consciousness. I had no idea of any of this. And but somehow or other, what to speak of searching for Prabhupada? I was certainly not doing that. But somehow or other, that came to us. We had that blessing, agyata sukriti, something completely in the midst of ignorance, this great gift was given to us to meet, to to come somehow or other in contact with this great personality, Srila Prabhupada. It is indescribable that some of us, I speak for myself, had no qualification to receive such a gift, to be in any way connected with such a person, such a personality like Srila Prabhupada. So this has come to us. But now, and for so long now, he disappeared. Personally, that disappeared. That is not there. That personal. And the question is brought about by the same text, by Krishna's intention in this appearing and disappearing, and by Krishna's intention in having Srila Prabhupada appear and disappear. We may say, well, Prabhupada had to disappear, is the law of life. But still, there is another way of understanding it, which is because of our sentiments. A living being, Prabhupada says, cannot be vacant of desires. This means feelings, sentiments. So the important thing for us is our sentiments. And for our sentiments, from the angle of our feelings, the question will always be there. Why there has to be separation? It is called viraha. Why there has to be this separation? So that question is there. And the answer is here. The question is brought about by the answer from this text. This is just to increase your desire for me. So this few weeks I was, because of some incidents, unfortunate incidents of life and death, that have come to my attention. I was thinking, particularly I can tell you, to try to explain why the four-month-old daughter of some of our devotees had to pass away, suffocated in the bed sheets. Such an unfortunate circumstance. So how to explain that? So as I was finding answers, I was thinking on the nature of this world as it has been presented to us by Srila Prabhupada many times, dukkhalayam ashashvatam, dukkha. That Krishna and his pure devotee, Krishna and his most intimate associate, want us to increase our desire for them, our hankering. In Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada explains, he says, one has to learn the small technique, I think he mentioned small technique, the small technique of crying for Krishna. So on this day we weigh in our lives, again, class format, I speak for myself. We weigh in our lives how much we want to see Krishna. In this particular section of Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada says that lolyam lalasamayi, that if we want to see Krishna, then we will see him. If that desire is big enough, is intense enough,
that the reason we are not seeing Krishna is because we do not want to. And we can analyze, because we do not want it enough. And again, the question in today's context, Srila Prabhupada, how much do I really miss you? Is it enough how much I miss you? Do I miss you? So, this is important to see on a day as today, how much that feeling has appeared in us. What is the significance of His divine grace in our life? Just as much as what is the significance of Krishna in our life. What is the meaning in our life? If I were with Prabhupada, will that be good or will it destroy all my life, all my hopes? Does that fit? I speak for myself. So, how much does that fit in my life? Are we ready to be back home, back to Godhead? Is that what we really want? That we really want to be with Prabhupada? So, it is mentioned here, actually, in the purport. Prabhupada gives us the question and gives us the answer. I repeated, by intense service of the Lord, by intense service of Prabhupada, one can experience the presence of the Lord transcendentally. One can experience the presence of Srila Prabhupada transcendentally. Therefore, seeing Srila Prabhupada means being engaged in His service, because His service and His person are identical. So, on a day as today, we may pray, a day in which the topic is separation, we may pray that this day and from now on we may be blessed with the externally painful feeling, but it is necessary, the externally painful but necessary feeling of separation, that more and more we may feel this separation from Prabhupada. It is more difficult to feel it from Krishna, but the separation from Prabhupada, because we had that experience, all of a sudden He appeared and all of a sudden He disappeared. So we have that experience, and we may pray on this day that we may not forget that experience, because forgetfulness is there. So many God sisters, God brothers have mentioned they're afraid of this forgetfulness. Sometimes you think, am I remembering Prabhupada? Sometimes one analyzes like that. Do I remember? What do I remember? Do I remember especially the feeling? Especially the feeling. So I chose to end with introducing another text from the Bhagavatam. As I had some years ago, I had also this wonderful purificatory opportunity for my own purification of giving Bhagavatam class on this day. And I will close with bringing that text again here on this occasion. I feel it is most appropriate so that we may feel very much encouraged in increasing our unlimitedly our feelings for Srila Prabhupada. It is the famous verse from third canto, chapter 25. Prasangam ajaram pasham atmana kavayo viduhu saiva sadushu krito moksha dwaram apavritam. Every learned man knows very well that attachment for the material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul. But that same attachment, when applied to the self-realized devotees, opens the door of liberation. Srila Prabhupada tells us, here it is clearly stated that attachment for one thing is the cause of bondage in conditioned life. And the same attachment, when applied to something else, opens the door of liberation. Attachment cannot be killed. It has simply to be transferred. Attachment for material things is called material consciousness. And attachment for Krishna or his devotee is called Krishna consciousness. Consciousness, therefore, is the platform of attachment. Consciousness, therefore, is the platform of attachment. It is clearly stated here that when we simply purify the consciousness from material consciousness to Krishna consciousness, we attain liberation. Despite the statement that one should give up attachment, desirelessness is not possible for a living entity. A living entity, by constitution, has the propensity to be attached to something. We see that if someone has no object of attachment, if he has no children, then he transfers his attachment to cats and dogs. This indicates that the propensity for attachment cannot be stopped. It must be utilized for the best purpose. Our attachment for material things perpetuates our conditional state. But the same attachment, when transferred to the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotee, Srila Prabhupada, that attachment is the source of liberation. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada tirubhavati iti maha mahotsava ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
Thank you very much, Vira Bharapalu. So the schedule is that at 9 o'clock sharp, there will be an Abhishek of Srila Prabhupada. Everybody should stay for that. But between now and then, we have time to start the homages. I've asked Mother Narataki Gopal to be first because she has to bake for the 4 o'clock offering. So if we would all please just remain here until the Abhishek, and we can start the homages going. 1 second. Yes. Go ahead. And one second. I've asked that every man, woman, and child in New Dwarka should be ready to say something today. Even if all you say is thank you, Srila Prabhupada, even if you say it in your own language, merci, or, muchas gracias, voila, whatever you say. Everybody should say a few words of glorification of Srila Prabhupada. So first, Mother Narataka.